Nehoma. San Si Hao.
San Si Hao.
I'm so grateful to be here today.
我今日好高興可以喺大家中間。
It's always good to come to your church.
你可以同參與你嘅教會，幾時都係覺得嘅好事。
I've already shared my testimony a few times with you in different occasions.
我曾經喺教會嘅唔同嘅地方團契裏邊都分享過我自己嘅個人經歷。
And I'm glad to be here in this season especially.
我都特別高興嘅就係今次依個時候可以同再嚟一次大家當中。
The season of Advent.
依個就係喺聖誕節之前嘅一個嘅節期。
As we are remembering and celebrating the coming of our Lord.
我哋喺度紀念同埋慶祝嗰個基督嘅降臨。
I'd just like to say a little bit about myself before I get to the message today.
喺講到之前，我都想講少少關於我自己嘅事。
I was born and raised in Iran.
我係喺伊朗出世同埋長大。
I was born a Muslim.
我係一個出世以來就係一個回教徒。
Very early in my childhood, became a practicing Muslim.
喺我好少年嘅時候，我已經係成為一個即係回教嘅一個嘅好熱心嘅人士。
In 1979, I went to the States.
喺1979年，我去美國。
To study there.
我喺嗰度讀書。
After 1 year living in United States, I found out that it's very, very corrupt country to live in.
我喺嗰度住咗一年之後咧，我就發覺咧喺嗰個地方裏邊咧係一個好貪污腐敗嘅地方。
And in my mind at the time, and in the mind of many, many Muslims, West or U.S. or Canada are Christian countries.
在我和很多回教徒的心的認識裏面，我都覺得美國加拿大是一個基督教的國家。
So I became even a stronger Muslim.
所以在這個緣故，我就更加是加強我那個的回教的意識。
And I thank God that I am a Muslim because I thought if the Christianity is this corrupt, I'm so glad that I'm a Muslim.
咁我就話，好彩我係回教徒啫，見到基督徒國家係咁腐敗嘅話。
After 1 year, I returned to Iran.
喺經過一年之後，我翻返去伊朗。
Lived there for a few more years.
喺嗰度住多咗幾年嘅時間。
Then I became disillusioned with Islam.
咁我咧就開始覺得咧有少少咧就唔好自在。
And escaped from my country a couple of times before I finally made it to Turkey.
咁我咧就試過幾次嘅希望離開國家嗰度。咁試過幾次之後咧，我最後咧去咗土耳其嘅地方。
Miraculously, by God's intervention, I met a missionary couple.
係神嘅恩典，好奇妙嘅。我喺嗰度認識咗一對嘅美國嘅宣教士夫婦。
They were the first Christians who ever showed me what real Christianity is all about.
呢一對係我第一次正式睇到一個真正嘅基督徒或者基督教嘅機會。
I'm not going to go too much in my testimony because.My message is something else today.
我唔想再去好深入嘅講我嗰個見證，因為我今日所講嘅係另外一啲嘅嘢。
But suffice to say that it was a very, very exciting time in my life.
亦都係講到係我嘅生命裏邊咧一個好即係高潮嘅時候。
After 8 or 9 months, I became a Christian.
喺我做咗基督徒8-9个月之後
，Then lived in Turkey for a couple of 3 more years.
咁我住喺土耳其多兩三年。
Came to Canada.
咁我嚟到加拿大。
Went to a Bible school.
咁我去聖經學院。
Some of you might know it, Prairie Bible College.
或者大家有啲人認識嘅就係草原聖經學院。
My friend Jeannie went to there.
Jeannie 姊妹都喺嗰度讀過書。
I met my wife there.
我喺嗰度認識咗我而家嘅太太。
Ernestine or Yalin, her Chinese name.
佢嘅中文名叫雅玲。
We got married in 1996.
我1996年結婚。
We have 2 very beautiful mixed Chinese Iranian girls.
我有兩位好靚嘅伊朗同埋中國籍嘅女兒。
My older daughter is about 7 years, and her name is Myla.
我大個女叫做 Myla， 而家7歲。
And my younger girl is Jaya, and she is about 2.
我細女 Jaya 係2歲。
I have been in God's service for many years, but from about 7 years ago, we planted the church that I'm pastoring now.
我即係已經係服侍神好多年啦。咁大概七年前咧，我哋咧就建立咗我哋而家嘅教會。
We started with a handful of people。
我哋開始嘅時候只不過係幾個人。
And now after 7 years, we have about 80 or 90 people on average on Sundays。
經過七年嘅時間，我哋而家有七八十人咁多，八九十人咁多。
Almost all of them are Muslim converts。
大部分都係原本係回教徒，而家改信基督教嘅人。
And we're very grateful to God for being so gracious to us。
我哋非常感謝神，即係佢哋對我哋實在好好。
And that is essentially what is happening among Iranians right now。
呢個其實就係正正嘅喺伊朗人當中所發生緊嘅事。
Many are coming to know Christ。
好多而家嚟到認識咗嘅神。
And that's sort of what I want to start by that. I want to talk to you to put in the context what is happening in Iran that is making Iranians so open to the gospel.
我想今日同大家就係介紹神喺伊朗人心中究竟做咗啲乜嘢，或者我哋用佢嘅立場嚟睇啊。
When the history of Iran in 20th century is going to be written, the year 1979 is going to be very crucial.
在20世紀我們要寫伊朗人的歷史的時候1979年是一個很特別的一年。
It was in that year that the Islamic Revolution happened in Iran and Iran became an Islamic Republic.
在那年裡面就發生了伊斯蘭的革命，也是一個叫做伊斯蘭共和的團體正式成立。
It was like an earthquake. And you know with any earthquake there are shockwaves that follow.
好像地震一樣，大家知道發生地震的時候呢，很多時候有很多的震波。
The first one was that the country started to become very Islamic very quickly.
第一件事就是那個國家呢，就更加的很快脆呢，就很回教化或者伊斯蘭化。
No, we used to be a Muslim country under the previous regime called the Shah of Iran.
我們以前都是回教，我們是在那個以前一個皇帝的底下。
But now things were very quite different.
但現在呢，不是好像以前那樣的，現在很多的改變。
Well, women were forced to wear what is known as chador.
女人她就要被迫的要戴一個的頭巾。
Which is a covering of all their body and usually in a very dark color.
其實不單止是頭巾，是這塊布是遮住她的身體，通常都是黑色、深色的一些布。
All the alcoholic beverages and any place that was selling them were destroyed.
所有賣酒精飲品的地方呢，都會被去摧毀。
Movie theaters were closed.
戲院關門。
Music was not allowed.
這個音樂不再容許。
And in a sense, the whole country was going through a turmoil.
其實整個國家現在就是一個很動亂的一個狀態。
Life was turned upside down for all Iranians.
伊朗人的生命呢，好像是顛覆過來。
These disastrous things started to make all Iranians to think twice about staying in that country.
這些所有發生的事呢，令到伊朗人呢，都即是再三思，究竟他們應不應該留在那個國家那裡。
So many like me started to escape from Iran or leave.
好像我一樣，很多人都是希望能夠逃離伊朗。
Now in Jeremiah chapter 49,
在耶利米書第49章，
And verses 34 to 39,
在34節到39節,
there is a prophecy about Elamites.
在那裡有一個的先知叫做耶利米。
I'm not going to take your time to read it. You can go home and read it. But essentially, this prophecy about Elamites is saying this.
我們不需要花時間去讀，希望大家回家去看。這個的最主要的內容就講到這個先知耶利米。
And by the way, Elamite,is another name for Iranian in present day.
對不起，不是耶利米，是以蘭，以蘭人。以蘭人就是其實伊朗的一個古的名字。
Geographically, the past Elam is the present Iran.
以前的以蘭就是現在的今天的伊朗。
Now, in that prophecy, Jeremiah tells us that God will scatter all these Elamites all around the world.
在那裡那段經文講到就係話，神將以蘭人咧係分佈世界嘅周圍地方。
He says that their king will be humiliated。
嗰度話佢哋嘅王將會被侮辱。
And in the 30 years since the Islamic Revolution，
喺依個嘅伊斯蘭革命三十年嘅時間嗰度。
That prophecy has become true。
依一個嘅預言咧，其實咧就係真係成為事實啦。
You can go to any place on the earth and you'll find Iranians。
今日你去到世界唔同嘅角落裏邊，你都會見到伊朗人。
You can find them in every six continents。
你差唔多咧喺世界嘅大陸裏邊，周圍都見到。
You can find them in small cities and large cities。
你可以見喺細城市或者大城市都遇見伊朗人。
The next shock wave that came was the surge of Iranian turning to Christ。
另外一個嘅動盪就係咧，好多伊朗人咧改信基督教。
They were becoming expediently disappointed with Islam。
佢哋咧好快脆咧就經歷得到。同埋對伊斯蘭教嚟失望。
And they were looking for an answer, but many of them were turning to Christ.
佢哋喺度尋找答案，但係好多咧，終於咧就去揾到基督。
This of course was not clear to many in the beginning.
依樣嘢通常咧喺開始嘅時候咧，好多人都睇唔到嘅。
Iranian Christians International, which is an Iranian organization, Christian organization.Reported that the number of believers in Iran, Christians, in 1979 was about 3,000.
一個叫做伊朗國際基督徒嘅組織咧，佢喺1979年嘅時候咧做嗰個統計咧，嗰陣時候大概只有3,000嘅基督徒。
30 years later,
三十年之後
，the number is in 10,000s.
基督徒嘅人數係增加到成千上萬。
We don't know exactly how many.
我哋唔知道真正嘅數目有幾多，
但係我知道係好多成為基督徒。In
1969,
Dr. William Miller, a missionary to Iran,
喺1969年一個嘅宣教士，佢伊朗宣教士，佢叫做威廉米勒博士。
Almost at the end of his 40 years of missionary work,
差唔多喺佢四十年嘅宣教工作結束嘅時候
，wrote a book titled，
佢寫一本書，個名叫做
10 Muslims Meet Christ。
回教徒可唔可以遇見基督
？Now if today Dr. Miller was to write a book，
如果今日米勒博士要寫依本書嘅話
，He no longer should write about individuals, but Christ churches coming to be appearing in Iran。
佢唔係再寫到個別嘅基督徒啦，佢係要寫到咧，究竟有幾多間嘅基督？嘅教會喺伊朗人當中建立。
Since the Islamic Revolution, over 200 Iranian churches outside of Iran, these are Muslim convert churches, has come to existence.
喺自從依個伊斯蘭革命之後，喺伊朗國外有超過200間係由本來信回教徒嘅人，而家建咗個基督徒，佢哋。
Hundreds of house churches are existing in Iran.
在伊朗本土裏面有很多百間的地下家庭教會
Underground house churches
地下教會
Because like China, Christianity is not a free thing in Iran
好像在中國一樣基督教不是一個公開承認的宗教
Greg Livingston, who is the founder of Frontiers Mission
Greg Livingston 這個人他是一個邊界宣教團的創辦人
has commented that the Iranian church is the most mature and fastest growing Muslim convert church
他這樣說在伊朗的基督教會是最成熟的教會也是增長得最快的教會
Iranians are coming to Christ in extraordinary numbers
伊朗人是很多人數這樣去改信基督教
and in the last 30 years
在過往的三十年
the number of converts
這個改信基督教的回教徒
is many many times more than the thousands years before
是比一千年是很多倍的增長
another shockwave that followed was the persecution of the church inside Iran especially
第二個震盪波就是說在伊朗裡面有很多教會是被逼迫
many knew that this is coming
大家都很多都知道這個將會是面臨的事
And that's why some of the Christians in Iran fled when the revolution happened.
所以好多喺伊朗基督徒咧，佢咧就逃離國家。
But very shortly after the revolution, the persecution started in Iran.
喺依個嘅伊朗革命成立咗冇幾耐咧，呢啲嘅逼迫就嚟到。
In the first few years after the revolution, 7 prominent Christian pastors were martyred.
喺依個革命發生咗冇幾耐，有7位好 出名的基督徒的牧師咧係被宰殺。
Today, Iranian believers are routinely persecuted for their faith.
今日喺伊朗裏邊有好多基督徒咧，都係因為佢哋嘅信仰而被宰殺。
Just this last week, I got news that two Iranian sisters who were put in jail about 9 months ago in the one of the most notorious prisons in Iran were finally released.
啱上一個禮拜，我先聽到有一對青年嘅基督徒姊妹，佢被困喺一個好出名、好著名嘅一個監獄嗰度，只不過最近先至放出嚟。
Their only crime was that they were devout Christians.
佢哋嘅罪行咧，就係咧，因為佢哋係一個好活躍嘅基督徒。
Pastor Mehdi Debaj, one of those martyred for Christ, often said, "The church in Iran is like a rose petal. The more you press it, the sweeter the perfume."
有位好出名嘅伊朗牧師 Mehdi， 佢咧就話：今日喺伊朗嘅教會，佢哋咧因為佢哋被屠殺嘅緣故咧，佢哋可以咁樣形容佢，就係話佢依個教會好似玫瑰花瓣咁樣，你越壓佢咧。
In a sense, the Islamic revolution has changed Iranians forever.
喺依一個嘅伊斯蘭嘅革命裏邊咧，係將人嗰個嘅心態咧係改變。
Their hearts and their minds have changed.
佢哋嘅心，佢哋嘅思想都改變。
If you really think of an Iranian, he has been driven from his homeland by force.
如果你諗到一個伊朗人，佢係要被武力咁樣去逼迫佢離開屋企，離開佢嘅家園。
He has been ripped from the close and intimate relationships of his family.
佢要將佢同屋企人原本好親密嗰個關係而撕破。
He has suffered the ravages of war, and possibly even some of his family members have been executed by the Islamic courts.
佢係受到因為戰爭帶嚟嗰個嘅破壞，甚至到咧係將佢屋企人見到佢屋企人被殺。
He has seen the unmasking of Islam.
佢睇到伊斯蘭人嗰個嘅而家嘅真實嘅面目。
And maybe now he hates all religions together.
因為咁嘅緣故，可能佢咧將佢都係憎恨所有嘅宗教。
He mistrusts other Iranians.
佢對原本嘅伊朗人唔再信任。
And wants to lose himself in the new country where he is residing now.
所以當佢嚟到一個新地方嘅時候，佢真係希望咧喺嗰度咧，即係冇人再認識佢。
He's a stranger living in a strange land with a strange language.
一個陌生嘅人嚟到一個陌生嘅地方，住喺一個陌生嘅國家。
Many of these Iranians are very well educated.
好多呢啲嘅伊朗人，佢哋都係受好高深嘅教育。
But some of them have to settle for very menial occupations.
但係好多佢哋因為某種種嘅原因，佢哋要做一啲好低微嘅工作。
Others may have become successful and doing well.
有啲一好少部分可能做得好成功。
But the events of Islamic revolution affects all of them.
但係因為依個嘅伊斯蘭革命，去影響到每一個嘅人。
Many of them are asking questions about why.
好多人都喺度問依個問題點解。
Many of them are looking for a purpose in their lives.
好多喺度尋找緊佢哋生命一個真正嘅意義。
And I believe God has prepared us Iranians for such a time as this.
我相信神喺呢啲人嘅心喺呢個時刻裏邊，真係預備緊佢哋。
And you, as a brother and sister in Christ,
你喺今日喺基督裏邊，我哋係弟兄姊妹。
Will not regret the time you spend with them.
我哋一啲都唔會覺得同佢哋一齊，同呢啲伊朗人一齊咧，我哋係即係有可惜嘅事嘅事。
Because I don't know about Chinese.But most definitely, an average Iranian would be more open to the gospel than a Westerner.
Because I today really know that an Iranian person is more than many Western people who are more eager to pursue the truth.
Now I have entitled my message "Unlocking the Iranian Hearts."
My today's talk is "Unlocking the Iranian Hearts."
And to open that, I'm going to give you three keys.
To open this heart, I'm going to give you three keys.
I think it would be good for you to remember these keys when you come into contact. That goes for any Muslim, but especially an Iranian.
我希望當你有機會撞到遇到啲伊朗人嘅時候，你知道點樣去面對佢哋。
Those keys are the key of God's love.
依個嘅鎖匙就係第一就係神嗰個愛。
The key of God's truth.
係神嗰個真理嘅鎖匙。
And the key of God's touch.
係神嗰個撫摸嘅鎖匙。
Now. I think it shouldn't be a surprise to you when I say you need to show love to your Iranian friends.
所以當我同你講話，對住伊朗人咧，你要對佢哋表示有愛有善嘅時候，你唔應該覺得好驚奇。
If he has been used and abused this way, what he needs is a caring person to come and show him love.
如果呢個人曾經真係經歷咗好多好唔公平或者受創傷嘅經歷嘅時候，而家佢最需要嘅就係呢個愛。
He needs somebody who can love him unconditionally and make him feel comfortable in this new land where he's residing now.
佢需要就係話喺呢個新嘅佢居住嘅地方裏邊，佢需要一啲人俾佢一啲無條件嘅愛。
This is the testimony of many Iranians I've come to contact with who are now Christians.
今日我就係睇到好多呢啲曾經係伊斯回教徒嘅，而家成為基督徒佢哋嘅見證。
They say that it was the love of a Christian or a Christian couple.Who really touched me.
佢哋話係一個基督徒或者基督徒嘅夫婦，佢哋嘅愛佢真係感動到我。
This was my testimony.
呢個亦都係我自己嘅見證。
It was when that American missionary couple in Turkey loved me and cared for me.
就係因為呢一對嘅美國嘅基督徒嘅宣教士夫婦，佢喺土耳其嘅地方，佢關心我，佢哋愛我。
I started to question my faith.
咁我咧就開始咧對我自己嗰個嘅信仰咧係質問。
And began this journey into Christ。
咁亦都開始咗我依一個去認識基督依個嘅旅程。
Iranians are very social people。
伊朗人係好中意交往嘅一群嘅小群。
They rather be with somebody than be alone。
佢哋中意同人一齊多過咧佢自己獨處。
And that's why when they come to especially Western churches, again, I don't know much about.The Chinese church, but when they come to a Caucasian church, they find that Canadians are very superficial in friendship.
So I don't know how Chinese church is. When they go to Western church, they find that the Christians are very superficial in friendship. They smile and they greet them.
But that's it.
就止於嗰度啦。
It doesn't go any further.
唔會再進深一步。
They're never going to be invited to their home, or very, very rarely.
或者咧，好少嘅，佢哋被邀請到去呢啲西方人嘅家庭裏邊。
That wouldn't be the case if a Canadian went to Iran.
但係如果一個加拿大人去到伊朗嘅話咧，就唔會係咁噶啦。
He will be very quickly invited to somebody's house.
佢會好快脆咧被邀請到一啲人屋企嗰度。
Because hospitality is a very important custom in the East.
因為喺東方呢個款待人呢個嘅習慣咧係好。通常見到嘅事。
But it's very unfortunate because we know that hospitality is a very important virtue of a Christian also.
我哋就好可惜嘅，我哋知道基督徒本來就應該我哋好習慣依個嘅款待人嘅。
The Bible is filled with commands in showing hospitality to the strangers.
聖經裏邊講到好多地方都講到咧，基督徒啊應該咧係要去款待人嘅。
But we have lost that.
但係我哋喪失咗嗰樣嘅嘢。
That's why it would be very difficult for an Iranian who has such a strong community of Muslim friends or families.
但係話喺呢個嘅伊斯蘭伊朗人裏邊有好多嘅回教徒嘅人或者佢嘅家庭喺裏邊。
To exchange that for a cold environment, even though they are talking about truth.
喺一啲西方人嘅基督徒嘅裏邊中間裏邊，雖然口講緊呢個嘅真理同埋愛嘅時候，但係佢覺得佢哋係好冷落。
Be enough for him to leave that warm community and caring community to come to a church that nobody really is showing affection.
當然如果佢喺依個出禮拜堂裏邊，佢感受唔到依個嘅熱情嘅招呼嘅話，好難叫佢能夠真係認識基督。
So if we want to see more Muslims coming to Christ, our churches need to be real communities.
所以如果你想見到更多回教徒改變為基督徒嘅話，我哋教會實在需要改變。
Really, brothers and sisters in Christ.
我哋真正要表現出我哋喺基督裏邊，我哋係弟兄姊妹。
Now, wouldn't you invite your brother or sister to your home?
你會唔會邀請你嘅弟兄姊妹去你屋企
？And wouldn't you go and visit your brother and sister?
或者你會唔會去探望你呢啲嘅主內嘅弟兄姊妹咧
？So then, if we say we're truly brothers and sisters,
如果我哋話我哋口講話我哋真正正嘅主內弟兄姊妹嘅話
，then that hospitality and visitation should happen between us also.
一個嘅 款待呢個嘅招待人咧，應該都喺我哋伊朗人當中都可以表現到出嚟。
If you want to get into showing hospitality to Iranians, I want to give you one word to remember.
如果你想真係去對呢啲伊朗人咧表現出呢個嘅款待嘅話，我俾一個字大家。
We don't have it in English because Canadians are not doing this. But I don't know about Chinese. I'm going to explain what it is. Tar off.
喺英文裏邊咧就冇呢個字嘅啊，因為但係咧喺伊朗文裏邊咧叫做 tar off。
Okay, tar off is this. When somebody comes to your home，
當一個人去到你屋企
，and you say， would you like a cup of tea？
咁你就問下你想唔想飲杯茶
？Or would you like something to eat？
或者你想唔想食一啲嘢
？An Iranian is gonna do tar off with you。
咁呢個伊朗人咧就會咁樣去問你
，and says no， thank you。
咁佢咧就話多謝啦，唔需要。
But he's dying of hunger。
但咧佢心裏邊其實咧就係。好想的。
He's just being polite.
他只不過是禮貌上這樣回答你。
Now, a Canadian is never going to ask the second time.
通常呢加拿大人就不會再問第二次了。
And that guy is going to go empty stomach home.
咁呢個伊朗人呢就可能呢就會空住肚餓咁樣返家。
No, the custom is we ask two or three times.
咁呢喺伊朗人個習慣呢就係問兩次三次。
And we insist.
咁同埋呢係即係真係想咁樣做嘅。
And sometimes we even bring it, whether he eats or drink or not, we put it on the table.
甚至有時候唔理佢中意又好，唔中意好，我哋都拎呢啲食嘢飲嘢出嚟。
So the next time an Iranian friend said no, thank you, remember this.
所以當第二次你聽到一個伊朗人話唔需要啦，多謝啦，唔使客氣啦，你記住。
The first key is key of God's love. You need to show real unconditional love to your Muslim Iranian friend.
第一個鎖匙就係。嗰個神個愛嘅嗰個鎖匙。
The second key is God's truth.
第二個嘅鎖匙就係神個真理嘅鎖匙。
The events of Islamic revolution has caused many Iranians to become disillusioned with all religions.
喺一個嘅伊斯蘭革命嗰度咧，喚醒咗好多伊朗人咧喺宗教上面嗰個醒覺。
They've seen the hypocrisy of their Muslim leaders.
佢睇到佢哋嗰個嘅。自己本來嘅宗教領袖嗰個假面具。
They have experienced the powerlessness of this religion of Islam in turning people's heart.
佢即係睇到依一個叫能夠改造人心嗰個一樣嘢啊！而家係實在係無能為力。
Many of them who had disillusionment or had questions have gone to their religious leaders, the mullahs, and have come back empty-handed.
他們因為很多次的時候去到他們的宗教領袖 Mullahs 那裡而得不到他們所希望得到的東西，所以他們對他們的宗教或者他們的領袖醒覺。
And they were told, just believe blindly.
他們很多時候的答案就是說，你只是盲目的相信就可以了。
Many of them therefore are looking for an answer.
所以很多很多的他們在尋找真正的答案。
Now, it's very important that we present the truth.In love.
我哋一樣好重要嘅就係我哋要將呢個真理去帶出呢個愛出嚟。
It's very important that if we are saying we are living according to that in our lives.
如果我哋話我哋真係照住嗰個教導嚟去活出我哋嘅生命
，verbal evangelism is not enough.
只係口講而去傳福音係唔夠嘅。
As a matter of fact, it shouldn't be the first thing we do.
亦都係我哋唔應該淨係口講。
A Muslim needs to see my lifestyle as a Christian.
伊朗人係要睇到我活出嗰個基督徒嗰個嘅生命。
Because he has already had his religious leaders saying one thing and living something quite different.
因為佢已經有一個佢以前嘅宗教領袖係講一套活一套。
Therefore, he needs first to see the reality of Christ in my life.
所以佢要先睇喺從我身上睇到基督嗰個嘅真實。
And then I will earn the right to share the gospel verbally with them.
咁我先至賺到一個同佢講基督真理嗰個嘅機會。
One of the things that would be good to do with your Iranian friends right from the beginning is to pray with him.
一樣嘢最好嘅就同你嘅伊朗朋友做咧，就係一開始嘅時候就同佢祈禱。
Many of them think Christians never pray。
好多伊朗人咧覺得咧基督徒係唔祈禱嘅。
And they think like that because to them prayer is first of all public。
因為咧，佢哋覺得祈禱咧係喺公眾表現嘅嘢。
And secondly, it's a series of Arabic verses that have been memorized and said over and over again, even without understanding.
同埋咧，就佢哋咧，淨係咧喺度死念一啲某啲嘅經文 喺阿拉伯文嗰度係成日都反覆係念呢啲嘅經文。
See, I'm an Iranian and my language is Persian.
我係伊朗人，我嘅語言係波斯文。
My language is not Arabic.
我嘅言語唔係阿拉伯文。
But when I was a Muslim, I had to pray in Arabic.
但係當我係回教徒嘅時候，我祈禱嘅時候，我係要用阿拉伯文。
I had to memorize it.
我係要死記。
When I was reading the Quran, I couldn't understand most of it.
當我讀嗰個可蘭經嘅時候，我大部分我都唔知道佢講緊乜嘢。
But it was a merit to read it anyway.
但係咧，因為我係識讀咧，所以咧我係會有獎賞嘅。
Because Islam is a religion that thrives on giving people merit badges. You know, like merit badges you get on Scots or whatever.
因為回教咧係咧，你識做幾多或者你做咗幾多咧，咁佢咧就俾一啲嘅獎章嚟嘅。
So many of Muslims are praying or reading Quran without even understanding what they're saying.
所以好多伊朗人咧，佢哋祈禱或者佢哋讀可蘭經啊，只係咁做，但係佢哋唔明白佢哋所做嘅係有乜嘢。
The first time that I heard a Christian pray and address God as Father, it really touched me.
當我第一次聽到基督徒祈禱，佢叫神做天父嘅時候。我真真正正係真係感動到我。
Because I never thought of God like that.
因為我從來都冇咁樣去諗神。
He was an all-powerful.
佢係一個即係非常之滿有能力嘅。
Very distant being.
好似好遠嘅一個咁個體。
So it was really great to hear God being addressed as Father.
所以非常之感動嘅就係我聽到人咧稱天呢一位神係我哋嘅。
So whenever I'm with an Iranian friend who's Muslim, I will say at the end of our time together, is it okay if I pray for you?
所以每一次我遇到啲伊朗朋友嘅時候，喺我哋嘅談話結束嘅時候，我咧就問佢：我可唔可以同你一齊祈禱
？And I really don't remember anybody who has said no, you can't.
我從來都冇記得有一個人咧話俾我聽話唔得。
They love being prayed for.
佢哋好中意咧有人為佢祈禱。
So I really make it very personal.Personal and intimate when I pray, I talk to God in that way.
所以咧，當我為佢哋祈禱嘅時候咧，我就係用好個人性嘅一個傾偈嘅方法咧，為佢哋祈禱。
And they're so amazed that sometimes they start repeating what I'm praying after me.
啊，有時候咧，我都好驚奇咧，就係佢聽到我點樣祈禱嘅時候咧，佢跟住我咁去講。
Because they too, like me before, didn't know prayers like that.
因為佢哋都同我一樣，以前咧佢唔明白祈禱係乜嘢。
And it's amazing whenever I pray.For somebody like that, I get right away answers to prayer.
好多時候我就覺得好驚奇咧，就係我為某啲人為某啲事祈禱嘅時候咧，神真係好快就聽咗我祈禱。
I have prayed for myself so many times, and I'm not getting answer for myself.
我為我自己祈禱嘅時候咧，好多次咧，神都未人聽我祈禱。
But every time I pray for a newcomer or seeker or even a new believer, God really answers quickly.
每一次我為一個新嘅慕道者或者一個已經啱轉做基督徒嘅人祈禱嘅時候咧，神好快就聽咗我祈禱。
I remember I prayed for one of the single people in our church. He wasn't a Christian at the time.
有一次我記得我有一次為一個咧嗰陣時仲未行基督徒嘅一個朋友。
It was concerning his refugee case.
係關於佢嗰個嘅難民申請嘅事。
And he got accepted.
咁佢咧就申請被接納
，very very easily，
好快脆就被接納。
And he told me, he called me later on. He said, "This is what happened."
咁佢話俾我聽啊，咁嘅事發生咗。
Do you mind to pray for a good wife for me?
咁你可唔可以咧為我咧尋咗一個好嘅太太而祈禱啊
？So it's like that. They really believe that prayer in Jesus' name works.
咁咧，佢哋真係好相信咧，奉耶穌基督名求咧，係真係有時真係得嘅。
Especially for healing.
特別咧係醫治上面。
Many Muslims.
好多嘅回教徒
，pray to Jesus for healing，
向耶穌基督嚟求醫治
，because they know，
因為佢知道。
Yesterday I was helping a young woman with another brother from our church to help her move。
琴日我幫一個教會嘅弟兄搬屋。
She was in a very busy street in downtown。
哦，呢位姊妹係幫佢弟兄搬屋，咁啊佢咧喺一個好繁忙嘅街道嗰度。
And our van couldn't go to her underground parking。
咁我哋嘅 van 咧就我哋嘅車咧就唔可以去嗰個嘅停車場。
So we had to load her stuff by parking our van in the street, but there was no parking。
所以咧，我哋咧就要咧喺路邊嚟泊車，但咧我揾唔到車位。
I said, well, let's go and bring everything down to the lobby and we're praying that God will open a parking space. She's not a Christian.
我就說, 雖然這個不是基督徒, 我們就說, 我們祈求神呢,
when we brought the last piece from upstairs to the lobby,
當我們將最後一件的傢俬在上面搬下來的大堂的時候,
a space opened up because we had one of those longer vans. So even a shorter space would have not fit. The space opened right in front of the door, exactly the size of our van.
咁呢,喺我哋嘅大门个前面呢,就有一个超长嘅车位,啱啱呢,俾我哋嘅车呢,可以泊得入去。
And I said, do you believe that power, that there's power in prayer?
咁我就問佢,你相唔相信即係祈禱真係有能力嘅呢?
And she said, yes, I do.
咁佢話,我相信。
I said, if I invite you to our church, would you come? And she says, I will.
咁話,我如果邀請你嚟我嘅教會嘅話,你會唔會嚟? 咁佢話,我會。
As we are talking about this matter of the key of God's truth,
當我哋講到呢一個即係真理嘅鎖匙嘅時候,
it's very important that you help your friend to get into God's word.
咁你係好重要嘅,你要將你嘅朋友係帶到神嘅話語嗰度。
They know that God has said even in their book,
佢哋知道呢,就算喺佢哋嘅可能經裡面呢,都有神咁講過,
that all the other holy books have to be respected.
所有嘅神聖嘅書卷呢,都係要被尊重。
They have been told that our Bible has been changed.
佢哋呢係被教導或者灌輸就話聖經係被改過嘅。
But still, every time I ask somebody who's a Muslim, would you like to have a New Testament? They always accept it from me.
但每一次當我問佢哋話你仲唔中意我送一本新約聖經俾你呢,冇一個人係拒絕嘅。
And many of them read it.
好多其實都讀嘅。
So it's very important that we get them into the Word and help them how to read or study it.
所以好重要呢,我哋要將佢哋帶到佢哋認識神嘅話語聖經嗰度,同埋呢我要幫佢哋點樣讀聖經。
I sometimes say to them, if you have any question, if as you're reading, you can underline it in the New Testament or in the Bible.
咁我好多時同佢哋講話,當你讀聖經讀到一啲你難處嘅時候,你可以將一啲句子間住佢。
And in the beginning, it's just unbelievable for them.
在開始的時候,他們覺得是很難以置信的事。
Because in Quran, you can never do that.
因為如果你讀可蘭經的話,你一定不可以這樣做。
Before you touch Quran, you have to do the ritual of washing your hand.
當你開始讀可蘭經之前,其實你要做一些儀式去潔淨你自己。
But I always say to them, Bible is a guidebook from God to us.
但我經常都跟他們說,聖經是一個幫助我們,帶我們去神的一個工具。
And therefore he'll be very happy if I'm studying it that hard.
所以神一定會,見到我這麼用心去讀這本聖經,神一定會很開心。
Many Iranians are looking for peace and rest in their lives.
很多的伊朗人,他們都是希望能夠找到平安在他們的心裡。
And one of the first verses I usually take him to is Matthew 11.
第一節的經文,我很多時候帶給他們就是馬太福音第十一章
28-30
馬太福音第十一章 等等大家 馬太福音第十一章
Matthew 11
yeah.
28-30
第28到第30節,我讀給大家聽 凡勞苦擔重擔的人可以到我這裡來 我就使你們得安息,我心裡柔和謙卑,你們當負我的轭,學我的樣式,這樣你們心裡就必得享安息,因為我的轭是容易的,我的擔子是輕省的。Amen.
It's a very, very beautiful verses about God's peace and rest, and they love to hear those.
是一節他們很喜歡的經文,是講到神的愛。
I'm always careful to remove and correct some of their misconception also.
很多時候我都很快去更正他們一些錯覺。
I tell them, no, don't think that all Westerners or Canadians are Christian.
我跟他們說,不要誤會所有西方人都是基督徒。
If somebody is wearing a cross, doesn't mean that he or she is a Christian.
一個人戴著一個十字架在他胸前,等於他是一個基督徒。
Madonna is not a Christian.
Madonna不是一個基督徒。
I tell them that Christianity did not come from the West. It's an Eastern religion.
我跟他們說,基督教不是西方的教,是由東方出來的。
And Jesus came for everybody, not just the Westerners.
基督是對全世界每一個人來的,不是只對西方人的。
I say You might think, as I thought, that Christianity is a corrupt and immoral religion, but that's not true.
哇！你哋同我一樣有個誤會，就話基督教係一個腐敗嘅一個宗教。
I show him if he's educated, I take him from educated way, and if he's not, I take him from other ways to show him that the Bible cannot be changed.
我同佢哋不論佢哋係有學識嘅或者冇咁多學識嘅人。我都同佢哋講，聖經係不容改更改嘅。
I tell them that we worship one God, not three.
我話俾佢哋聽，我哋敬拜係一位神，唔係三位。
Islam says that Jesus never died on the cross, but I say if he didn't, we are worse than anybody.
佢哋覺得基督係冇死喺十字架上邊，咁我就話，如果唔係咁嘅話咧，我哋就比任何人更加弊。
I tell them that salvation doesn't come through birth or works.
我告訴你，救恩不是因為我們的出世或者我們所做的事而得的。
Because as you remember, I said I was born a Muslim in the country.
大家開始以後，你記得我講過，我出世我就是一個天生一個的回教徒。
But I tell them Christianity is something that you confessed.
基督教是因為你要自己的承認。
I also work on the concept of original sin.
我也都跟他們講我們的原罪的問題。
Because it's non-existing in the mind of a Muslim.
因為在回教徒裡面，這件事是沒有的。
A Muslim is thought that we are lost.
他們開始覺得他們只不過是迷失。
Christianity says we are dead.
在基督教裡面說到說我們是死的。
Whenever I teach something about Islam, I also teach people what are some of the things they shouldn't do.
我開始同佢哋教導一啲嘅回教徒嘅時候，我同佢哋講一啲我哋應該做嘅事。
Don't treat the Quran disrespectfully.
唔好對可蘭經冇一個尊敬嘅態度。
Don't treat the Bible disrespectfully.
亦都唔好對聖經唔尊重。
As I said, we can underline the Bible and read it without washing our hands or whatever. Even though it would not be a bad idea to show that we respect the Bible very much too.
雖然我話我哋可以間我哋本聖經寫我哋嘅本聖經，但我哋都應該注意我哋係要尊重我哋嘅聖經。
But I've seen sometimes some Christians that are not aware. And they cannot reach to the top shelf. They put the Bible and they go over it and to get that. That is unbelievable for a Muslim.
但我知道咧，有啲嘅基督徒咧，因為佢唔夠高去攞一本喺書架上面嘅書啊，佢揾本聖經嚟搏腳啦。依個就係非常之唔尊重啦。喺回教人裏，回教教徒裏邊一定唔可以咁做。
Or if you have guests, please do not let him or her see your Bible in your washroom.
啊！你更加唔可以咧，就係俾啲回教徒咧睇到咧，你擺本聖經喺廁所嗰度。
I know that that's a very comfortable place, but don't do that.
啊！我知道咧，嗰度係我哋最即係最常見嘅，但係咧我哋唔可以俾佢哋睇到我哋咁做。
Don't get into an argument.
亦都唔好同佢哋去爭論。
Always talk to each other.
只係同佢哋傾談。
Don't make an assumption about what Muslims believe.
啊！亦都唔好即係我哋去估回教徒是信乜嘢
？Study Islam a little bit for yourself。
啊，我哋可以為自己增加知識，我哋去認識少少。
Don't attack Islam。
唔好去攻擊回教。
Or Allah, their God。
或者係攻擊佢哋所信嘅嗰個阿拉。
Or Muhammad, their prophet。
或者係穆罕默佢哋嗰個嘅先知。
Or Quran, their holy book。
或者佢哋嘅可蘭經。
Don't be offensive。
亦都唔好即係對佢哋有啲嘅攻擊性。
Don't try to convert the poor guy in one sitting.
亦都唔好咧，一次就想將佢哋改造過嚟。
Meaning, don't share too much.
唔好同佢哋分享太多。
Don't witness alone to a member of the opposite sex.
亦都唔好同一個異性嚟去單獨嘅傾偈。
It's very important.
依個係好重要。
And don't give up.
同埋唔好放棄。
Persevere.
啊，我哋要恆久。
Also, let me remind you of a couple of more things. An Iranian seeker. May not know many of the terms you're using, like born again, like Pharisee, like the feast in Jewish culture, those things. He has no biblical background.
啊，我哋因为佢哋对圣经嘅背景唔认识，所以我哋都唔好用咁多基督徒所用嘅术语。
So make sure you explain those things.
我哋要记紧，我哋要同佢哋解释。
As you encourage your Iranian friend. To read, encourage him to ask questions. Don't be afraid of questions.
當我哋鼓勵佢哋讀聖經嘅時候，我哋都鼓勵佢哋問問題。
Don't assume that he's getting what he's reading.
唔好估佢哋，即係以為佢哋讀咗咩之後咧，佢哋就明白曬。
Don't put him on a spot in front of his other Iranian friends.
亦都唔好咧，係即係佢喺其他嘅伊朗人當中嘅時候咧，你要即係標。 俾佢能夠即係個難堪嘅場面。
A very important aspect of Iranian culture is the shame and honor, the face。
好多喺伊朗人嗰個嘅文化習慣裏邊咧，佢哋咧就係面子好重要。
Is it in Chinese too? I don't know.
Yes,
is it?
Yes.
So you do not ask him a question that he might not be able to answer or have the right answer in front of some of his friends because that will break his shame. I mean, bring shame to him.
所以咧，唔好喺眾人面前咧，俾啲嘅難題佢，因為咧，佢咁樣咧，佢覺得好難落台。
Also remember that an Iranian, especially an older man.
特別係一啲年紀長嘅伊朗人
，will take an answer from an older man much better than from a younger man。
佢會咧從一個比佢更加年長嘅一個人嗰度咧得到答案咧，係容易接受過一個比佢年輕嘅人。
I think that must be similar to Chinese culture too。
我相信依個都好同中國人嘅文化好相似嘅。
Yes. Now, we want to just get to how we can present the truth of Christ to them。
咁我哋咧想講到咧，我哋點樣將可以將基督嘅真理帶俾佢哋
？The first thing that you may run to into is that an Iranian misunderstands some of the things you say。
好多伊朗人咧，可能因為誤解咗你講嘅嘢。
For example, if you tell him he's a sinner，
如果你同佢講你係一個罪人
，he's going to be very upset。
咁佢咧會好嬲。
Because to them, sin is adultery。
因為對佢哋嚟講，罪惡就係好似包括奸淫、
lying。
講大話
，or stealing，
或者偷嘢。
So when you say you're a sinner，
如果你同佢講你係罪人
，he thinks you're telling him he's one of those three。
你咧就佢會覺得咧你係話佢依三樣嘅其中一樣。
But what you need to do is to gently take him to Genesis chapter 2 and 3。
你需要做嘅就係將佢帶到去創世記第二章第三章。
And explain the concept of the original sin。
話俾佢聽，解釋俾佢聽，嗰個原罪係點解
？And the fact that God has said that all of us are sinners，
乃係話神係咁樣宣告世人都犯了罪。
As you continue your discussion with your Iranian friend，
當你同你嘅伊朗人繼續傾談嘅時候
，You want to emphasize everything you say based on scripture。
你係要即係樣樣嘢咧，係根據聖經嚟講嘅。
Don't say I think。
唔好話我諗咁樣。
Say God says.
你話神咁講
，because he might not agree with what you say, but he cannot disagree with what God says.
因為咧，佢可能唔同意你嘅講法，但係佢咧，佢唔會去抗拒神咁樣講嘅説話。
Now there are a couple of very important stumbling blocks on a Muslim way to Christ.
喺伊朗人成為基督徒嘅過程裏邊，有幾樣嘢係佢哋嘅絆腳石爛咗嘅。
You have worked with him for a while now.
你已經同佢即係。認識咗一段嘅時間啦。
He's very ready to take that last step。
可能咧，佢係爭最後一步。
Like I was after 9 months。
我係經過9個月嘅時間。
But he has a big problem with Christ's deity。
係佢可能咧對呢個基督嗰個嘅樣式咧係有個問題。
And the concept of Trinity。
同埋嗰個嘅三位一體。
Now I usually don't start with those things with the Iranian Muslim。
通常咧，我都唔會一開始就同佢哋去傾呢啲嘅題目。
That's why I have a little bit of problem with Alpha.
所以咧，好多時候咧，我都對 Alpha 形式咧係有少少嘅保留。
For Muslims, because the first session is about Christ's deity.
因為咧，第一堂就講到基督嗰個嘅神性。
We leave that for toward the end of our time with that Iranian Muslim.
我喺伊朗人當中，我哋將呢一個題目係擺到最後嘅。
We try to build on God's character, who He is.
我哋盡量解釋神嗰個嘅性格係點樣，位份係點樣。
And what He does.
佢做乜嘢
？And then I'll take him to passages where Christ does the same thing.
咁我亦都帶到佢認識，原來基督都係做同樣嘅嘢。
And shows the same character in him.
亦都介紹佢認識到基督都有咁嘅性格嘅。
And then when he's ready, I ask, don't you think these two are the same?
咁當佢差唔多準備得好嘅時候咧，我咧就會問佢：你會唔會覺得佢哋兩個都好相似
？Now there are other things to do, especially for the concept of Trinity.
可能我哋有關於呢個問題，我哋有其他好多方法去處理。
We all know different, you know, illustrations that are used.
我哋都係好多嘅即係舉例嚟去介紹。
But whatever you do, keep coming back to the fact that we worship one God.
但係不論你用咩方法都好，我哋要重複嘅去俾佢知道咧，我哋係敬拜一位嘅神。
Because the strongest article in a Muslim theology is the oneness of God.
因為在可蘭經裏面呢，他們最強的一件事就是講到神的一位的那個。
And that's why you need to make it a point that Christianity also believes in the oneness of God.
因為我們都要很著重的介紹給你認識到，我們基督教裏面我們所敬拜的都是神是一位。
Read to him Jesus' words in Mark 12.
在帶他們讀去馬可福音第十二章的經文。
Where he is quoting Deuteronomy chapter 6.
因為他們是在說生命記第六章。
That says, Hear, O Israel, God is one.
他說以色列啊，神是一位。
Yeah. So, work through that, and if you need help, there are all kinds of material that you can use for that.
所以我們要小心的，我們真的很清楚我們所讀的經文，介紹給他們。
Now, I already gave you two keys.
我給了你兩條的鎖匙。
What was the first?
第一個是什麼?
Somebody. Love, okay.
愛,
What was the second one?
第二個呢?
Truth, exactly, good.
真理, yeah.
You're listening. Now, the key of God's touch.
第三個是神那個的接觸。
Now, the most important thing is that God is actively working among Iranians.
神是很即是積極的在伊朗人當中工作。
No matter how good we were to work among Iranians,
不論我們做得對伊朗人幾咁嘅熱心喺度動工。
We would have not been able to see this kind of a fruit coming out of it if God was not in it.
如果神唔喺當中嘅話，我哋睇唔到嗰個嘅結果。
This is the most opportune time in the history of Iran.
依個係喺伊朗人嘅歷史裏邊係一個最成熟嘅時候。
There are more people, more Iranians that are seeing dreams and visions of Christ.
很多伊朗人看到夢想到基督。
That is partly our fault.
這個可能是部分我們要負責任。
Because we didn't go to them.
因為我們沒有去告訴他們。
God had to do it by himself.
神要自己去作工。
And show them these dreams and visions and miracles.
神讓他們看到這些奇妙所發生的事。
I have heard so many of my Muslim friends, Iranian friends who have become Christian, saying they have seen a vision or a dream of Jesus in different ways.
我睇到好多伊朗人咧，喺佢哋话，我哋睇到好多曾经神啊喺佢哋梦想里边俾佢睇到好多事。
There are tons of stories on the internet about people, Iranians, who are seeing dreams and visions of Christ.
好多伊朗人咧都喺发梦里边睇，即系梦见到呢个情景。
And that should thrill you.
呢个真系嘅。
Now, another touching story is God's transforming work in Iranians.
另外一個就係神喺伊朗人當中嗰個奇妙改造。
Go and read their stories.
你去讀下佢哋嘅故事。
And then the next important thing is the Iranian church.
另外就係重要嘅就係伊朗人嗰個教會。
Now, everywhere you go, you might have an Iranian church already.
喺你去邊度都好，你可能會遇到。伊朗人的教會。
So I suggest that you connect with them.
我希望你同佢哋去聯絡。
I really want to thank you for this opportunity you've given us.
我非常多謝大家俾我呢個機會。
I want to challenge you to get involved.
我係向大家挑戰，希望你能夠真係去參與。
We have an Iranian Alliance Church, and we're willing to help you with that.
我哋有一個伊朗人嘅基督嘅教會宣道會，我係願意幫助大家去參與呢個嘅事工。
May God encourage you.
願神去鼓勵大家。
Thank you.
多謝。